You're welcome to speak if you want to.
It's so windy.
Windy.
I can't hang on anymore.
Actually, I think you'll find the wind has eased now, and you're no longer in the wind. So you won't need to worry about that now. You'll feel a warmth and a peace coming through you. And you've been brought here. We can help you to move on. Do you know what's happened?
Try not to fall.
Yeah. Can I ask what were you doing then when you were trying not to fall?
Well, I work for an electric company and I had to go up the pole because the line fell down and I had to tie it up. Because of the wind, people didn't have electricity.
You've been brought here. I think what's happened is you must have had a fall.
And well, those people, they don't have. They'll be cold because of me, because I failed them.
Well, you don't need to worry about that now. That's for others to deal with now. You tried your best, and now it's up to the rest to deal with that. But let's focus on you now. We need to focus on you. So, do you know that what happens when we call it death, but it's not really. There is such a thing as heaven,
really?
Which isn't really understood properly by most people on earth, but
that was not a joke.
No, not at all. Not at all. I know a lot of people, some do believe and some don't, and some just don't know because they haven't thought about it much. But I don't know which category you were in, but
well, it's all mumble jumble, really.
Yeah, well, that until we, it's the sort of question that can't be answered properly until it's our time. And it must have been your time. That fall did cause your body to die, but yet you're still talking to me. So in a way, that's the proof that life does continue. That it's and you should be beginning to feel a warmth and a peace. And it's like a transition stage phase. So it's like one chapter is over now. And the next chapter, you'll be continuing in heaven, and you'll be surprised. Actually, is there anyone, like a grandparent or someone that you know has already gone before you?
Yeah, there's Jack over there.
Oh, can you see him already?
I can see Jack. Yeah, he is there. He's my best friend.
Right. Well, that's lovely, because Jack,
he's like my brother.
Well, he'll be able to explain the whole thing about heaven and how it all works much better than I can, because he's already there, it sounds like. So, but he's come to greet you, and if you're happy to go with Jack, he'll look after you.
Yeah, it's a bit of a puzzlement to see him there.
There should be a bit of can you see a lot of light as well, or?
Yeah, and I even think he has a couple of beers in his hands.
Great.
Yeah, that's a nice way to greet you, I guess. Do you like the odd beer?
Yeah, we used to hang out together.
Well, that's probably why he's got them with him, so that'll be a nice way for you to relax into your new life. And Jack will explain it. You've got a lot to understand, and but it's.
Oh, I feel very thirsty.
Oh well, yeah, yeah.
I better go and check that out before he drinks it.
Yeah. So are you happy to go with Jack now then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you for picking me up.
That's a pleasure. Thank you. Yeah. Well done.
That's a beauty.
Farewell.
That's a beauty. A lovely way to...